throwback to the first episode of this season and me saying that I won't be discussing any songs from Human Nature. I am a liar. All the elements of what I love about Nightwish.
Do you think you'll listen to some more Nightwish now?
Oh yes, I love it.
I don't know what I'm listening to, but I like it.
Come on guys, don't let me down. Decades Tour 2, I want to see this one on the set list. The podcast and the pendulum.
The podcast
and the pendulum. The podcast and the pendulum.
The podcast and the pendulum.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the podcast and the pendulum. My name is Simon, but you probably know that by now if you've been listening. If not, where have you been? We've got like 30 something episodes for you to go back and enjoy. But if this is your first one, welcome to the family. I'm so excited to have you here. I said at the top of the episode, I did reveal back in episode 31, the Takatalvi, I think it was. I'm not going to be discussing any songs from Human Nature. And just to reiterate that, it's not that I don't like the album, I definitely do. I just wanted to give the songs a little bit more time to really sink in, so that when they get their episode, I can really dig in with as much information and as much awareness as possible. But having said that, I did want to sneak this little one in, especially because, like I said, I've been listening to Human Nature so much, and it felt strange that the first season after the album's release wouldn't have any references to the album, so I'm going to get it all out in this episode. And what better song? For me, How's the Heart is one of the more instant, more direct, I'd even call it the most obvious single on Human Nature, and it hasn't even been released as a single. So that kind of says everything. Nightwish's single choices are always a complete mystery to me, but that's another issue. Maybe we'll talk about it later. But How's the Heart is the one we're going to be discussing today, and it's my little nod back to Human Nature and how much I have been enjoying this album over the last few months. So I hope you don't mind me going back on my word and talking about this song, but I just need to talk about Human Nature again. It's been quite a while since the Noise episode, it's been quite a while since the fan reaction episode, which is still getting quite a few numbers, which is really nice to see. I think people are really wanting to talk about Human Nature. So this is my way of placating you and me, and this episode is all about How's the Heart. So let's talk about Human Nature then. Of course, we did our episode, the International Fan Response. We did an episode when the press release came out. We did an episode on Noise. So there's plenty of Human Nature content out there for you guys to listen to. But what I really want to hear from you on this episode is how your response to Human Nature has changed. So I think naturally when you get an album you're excited for, your feelings can be very much affected by that, whether that be disappointment because it's not what you thought it would be, or overexcitement because it's new Nightwish, and even if it was terrible, at least it's new Nightwish. So I think as time goes by and we really start to sit with an album and let the songs resonate, it really does start to show a different side to the record. I know I've certainly found that. So I will put a post on Instagram, and I'd love it if you could comment and let me know how your thoughts regarding the new album have changed. For me, quite a few things have changed. The first one I want to talk about is my relationship with that second disc, All the Works of Nature Which Adorn the World. Now, I have always been quite aware that that song very much so has to be played in its entirety to really appreciate it. I will add that I think Ad Astra maybe is the one and probably only section for me that can be lifted out and enjoyed in isolation. I mean, the band themselves made a little video for it before the album came out, so surely they agree as well. I think because the sound is so bombastic and very different to the soundscape on the rest of the suite, it really does stand on its own quite well. But for the most part, I think you do have to dedicate the time to listen to it. And what has surprised me, and perhaps I shouldn't be surprised, I mean, we're in isolation, so I do have a lot of time, but is how often and how regularly I've been able to enjoy the entirety of that song. It comes down to something I said when I first listened to the album, and that's Endlessness is probably my favourite song from the first disc. And as such, I quite often will just play Endlessness, and then it will lead into the first part of All the Works of Nature. And then when that voice of Geraldine James really welcomes you in, something about it really makes me feel like, yeah, actually, I want to listen to this. I want to give it the time. So I've probably listened to it. Oh, I couldn't even tell you numerically. These days, I'm quite good at not really playing songs over and over and over and over. But I've listened to it so many times. I've listened to it on walks, and it's really worked for me as well when I'm working. So I played it once when I was working, and it was such a beautiful soundtrack. I remember I'd just come back from a walk, and it was really warm. And there was just something so relaxing about listening to this gorgeous pieces of music while just cooling down and just getting on with my work and my day, which I think is very special. But I also listened to it on a walk when I went to visit a friend, and walking through the fields nearby my house was really, really beautiful. I mean, I know it sounds obvious, it's a song dedicated to nature, but being there within nature, within these beautiful fields and listening to these gorgeous songs, it really did unlock another element to the song. So that for me is my biggest surprise. I'm curious as well if anyone has been able to enjoy any parts in isolation other than Ad Astra. I am guilty of pulling out Ad Astra quite a few times just on its own, especially if I've only got a few minutes and I want to listen to something epic and gorgeous. Ad Astra is the one for me. So let me know if anyone has been able to pick out a part and it has actually worked in isolation. I feel like one of the best things about this suite is the payoff at the end. So the way that the song hints at that gorgeous melody that is so prominent in the Ad Astra finale, it really does pay off to listen to it all, and it hints and hints, and then finally you get this gorgeous explosion at the end, which really is a moment. I have realized as I've become older how important anticipation is regarding to everything, but particularly in music as well. And sometimes my favorite songs aren't the ones that kind of throw everything at the wall straight away. It's the ones that make you work for it and make you wait, these real slow burners. And I think this second disc can definitely be described as that. Other things that have changed for me, Procession is one that's up and down. I can't even tell you. So first of all, I really like it. I really enjoy the song. But I remember when I first listened, it didn't stand out to me hardly at all. And then it became my go-to song. Like, I couldn't stop playing it. And then occasionally, it really just depends on my mood, how I respond to it. Shoemaker has always been a really great song that I've enjoyed from the start, and I still really enjoy now. I especially enjoy the kind of, I want to call it like wobbly vocal lines. Like, I really like that it's so unexpected, and how Thomas is writing and how Flo's delivering those verse lines feels really unexpected. And it's something that we see in How's the Heart as well, which I'll mention a little bit later, especially when Flo re-sings the chorus in a completely different melody. It's very interesting, but it works really well. Another two songs that I really do want to mention just before I move on is Music, the first song. I enjoyed it. I really like it. I especially like when you've got this soundscape that builds and builds into, how would I describe it? I guess it's a guitar riff. It sounds so ethereal and atmospheric. But that first guitar riff is probably my favorite moment on the whole record. I remember listening to it when I first listened to Human Nature for the very first time, and I was literally just like, oh my goodness, like, it's so beautiful and haunting. But all in all, Music for me is one that I see a lot of people mentioning, and I did enjoy it, but it never really stood out to me until now. So actually, a couple of weeks ago, for some reason, I really got the chorus stuck in my head, and I just couldn't stop playing it. And I think what I really like about it is the subtlety to its growth. Like, the way we always talk about how amazing Flora is as a vocalist, but this is the perfect example for me in that it doesn't feel forced and it doesn't feel too obvious. But when you listen to her delivery of that first chorus on Music, it's very beautiful and elegant. And then that second one is so much more forceful and powerful. And the way that Flora grows alongside the music, almost without even realizing it, in such small increments. And oh, she's just amazing. But tell me something we don't know, right? We already know how incredible Flora is. And another one, the last one I do want to mention before we go on to How's the Heart, is Pan. So Pan is, I say this about a lot of them, but I'm going to say it again, an interesting one, because when it first came out, I know a lot of people were really drawn to it, and I still see that quite a lot now. I do wonder if that's because it's arguably the most bombastic and the most, not in a bad way, but Nightwish by numbers. Like, if you're thinking of a song on Human Nature that is the most, that is going to fit on an album like Imaginarium or Once, then Pan is probably the closest that you're going to get to that. For whatever reason, maybe it's because it was less experimental than the others, Pan didn't really stand out to me to start with. But again, that has all changed, and I absolutely love the choirs. I love the urgency of that chorus as well. I do remember this one really struck me again when I was on a walk, again as part of nature. I was just going on a beautiful walk on a beautiful Sunday, and this one came on, and out of nowhere, it's just like, these choirs are intense. Like, they're so up and down, and yeah, really unpredictable. So that's my little spiel about Human Nature. I'm sure it will evolve even more. If I think back to an album like Imaginarium, the songs that I consider my favorites now, like Rest Calm and Scare Tale, were definitely not my favorites when I first listened. So I'm really interested to see how the album grows with me, if there's any songs that maybe I start to get bored of, maybe, can I say, or any songs that even start to reveal themselves even more after time goes by. So as I said, please do comment on that Instagram post. I would love to hear how the album is changing and shaping for you. But now on to How's the Heart. Let's get into the lyrics of this song. I think that the lyrics are the standout when it comes to this composition. It's a really beautiful song that, for me, is all about empathy. It's all about caring for one another. It's all in that title phrase. It's about asking how somebody is and really meaning it. I think that we are all guilty of, you know, a lazy, how are you, and I'm fine, even though you're not. I think that from both sides of the conversation, we could all learn to be a little bit more honest in when it comes to that question. When we ask people, we really want to know how they are. And when we respond, we tell people really how we are. I think it's a degree of connection that we've lost over time. Perhaps it's laziness, selfishness, or perhaps it's something less sinister than that. But I think that it is something that we need now so more than ever. I think whenever we say now, we reference this pandemic that we're all in. But even years before this, I think there has been a mental health problem that has been spiraling. I think that the support that is available for mental health, unfortunately, is lacking. It's not as readily or easily available, and that is a real shame. And a lot of it, of course, is it comes down to government and funding, but a lot of it we can also help ourselves if we just reach out to people, if we know that a friend is struggling, and instead of hoping that they'll be okay, if we reach out and message them. And I completely understand that sometimes it's a lot harder than that. It makes it sound very simple, and it's not always that way. But I think it is definitely a conscious decision we all need to make, and hopefully a conscious decision we can all make as a result of this pandemic, and that we care for one another a lot more, that we ask how people are. If we think of the pandemic, since it is the hot topic at the moment, People see how close neighbors have become. My street are exactly the same. Some people I never really spoke to before, but when all this happened and we all had to isolate at home, we all pulled together to help the elderly people on the street if anyone needed anything from the shopping. Rather than risking more than we needed to, one of us will go to the shop for everyone. And it's a really wonderful thing to see, and it's something very positive that's come out of a really difficult time. And I think that that really speaks to where How's the Heart is coming from as well. It's about everyone taking ownership in supporting one another, in helping people, be it friends, family, even strangers. And we're not all brave enough to go up to a stranger, but it's really heartbreaking to see, you know, clips on YouTube quite often if you see a child that's lost or somebody that's upset and people just walk past them. I don't think that it is malicious. I think that it's how we've become programmed. We kind of are in our own world, and it's really difficult, and I don't think that it's anyone's real fault, but I do think that it's a cultural change that we need to see, and this song is definitely singing towards that. So the first few lines, they come up with quite literal metaphors. We see a mother with no child, we met a stranger, poor, exiled. So two people really in dire straits, in really difficult situations. It's really interesting, that first lyric, we see a mother with no child. Really simple, because it's only a few words, but we know this woman has lost a child, or perhaps it's that she can't conceive. Either way, it's interesting that Thomas uses that word mother to describe her, but she doesn't have the child. And then, how's the heart while it still beats? This is something that really, really stands out to me, because I think this is the most important lesson, and it's a lesson that people really struggle to grasp and learn. Quite often, if we see in the news that somebody has tragically killed themselves through suicide or through attempted suicide, anything like that, we all respond and feel really bad. Why didn't we help them? Why were we not kinder? You know, we see it in the UK. We had a celebrity called Caroline Flack, and she was a TV presenter, and magazines and newspapers were always publishing news about her private life and how she was with different men, and casting judgment on that. And then she killed herself recently. I'm tripping over my words here, because I don't really like the phrase commit suicide, because I read somewhere that it makes it sound like a crime, which it used to be. So I'm really sorry if I don't mean to sound like I'm really struggling with this, but I am just trying to choose my words correctly. But that was a perfect example of the way those same media outlets responded. They were the ones criticizing her and being very judgmental to her decisions and all of that good stuff. And then they're the ones who are pushing forward this Be Kind campaign, something that they don't necessarily stand by. And it's something we see everywhere. It's not until something goes wrong that we realize how important it is. You know, it's that old adage, you don't know what you've got until it's gone, right? So how's the heart while it still beats? That says to me, let's not leave it too late. Let's not let things get out of hand. Let's not make somebody get to those really extremes where they do want to hurt themselves or even kill themselves. Let's not let it get that far. Let's try and reach out to people and support them while we still can. This next set of lyrics really does speak to me. Sorrow hides well in your shell, a fellow man with hurt to spare. I am a perpetually positive person, or so it would seem. I'm actually very sensitive. I get upset about things quite often, quite regularly, but I am completely guilty of putting on a smile and acting like everything's fine. And just like I said at the top of this section, when people ask how I am, I say I'm fine, even when I'm not. And I'm going to take ownership of that just as much as I hope my friends will as well. You know, people don't dig much, but also I think as people that are struggling, it will be great if possible, we can't all do it, but if possible, if we can also reach out a little bit more too and be more honest about how we're feeling, just to let people know that they're not alone. But also because that lyric is so true, sorrow hides well in your shell. People become so good at it. People that are struggling so much, let's take Robin Williams, the amazing comedian and beloved actor who was always seemed so positive and happy and in all these comedy roles, bringing joy to so many people's lives. And yet behind it all, he was going through such heartbreak. Now, I realize that we have come this far and you might think this is a really bleak song, but actually, I think that this is very much a scene setting opening to verses. Before we get to the chorus, all in all, this song is positive. It is joyous. You hear it in the pipes, in Floor's delivery. It's not about saying it was too late to help these people. It's about saying we helped them, we're better, we are seeing the good in mankind, and we are perpetuating that positivity. It really is beautiful. And it's gorgeous when that chorus does come in. How's the heart underneath the silence? How's the one drowning in the mire? Let us sound a human pain. Come on in, the fire's warm. So that fire, I think, is maybe a metaphor in some way for a lot of people. Of course, I don't know that Nightwish are necessarily inviting us all to their house. There are a lot of people that love Nightwish. I don't know that this is a personal invitation. But if you think of it metaphorically, the fire is, in a lot of ways, their music and this album. And we all have our own ways of how we can help people. And Nightwish will see it quite a lot. I constantly see people saying that Nightwish saved their lives, that Nightwish gave them purpose, that Nightwish inspired them to do what they love. It's really amazing. And music is a really great channel of doing that. And I think how they do it is by allowing us to escape. Now is a great time. I've come back to it so many times in this episode, but the pandemic. This album came out in the pandemic, and I think we all needed a breather from hearing constant death rates, constant news, constant restrictions. We had this, however long it was, you know, an hour and a bit, to listen to human nature. And with all of Nightwish's albums, Thomas is a real pioneer of imagination and using that to escape from the world. And on here, I think it's saying how Nightwish themselves and how music, however you choose to consume it, is a perfect outlet of welcoming people in. And hopefully listening to Floor sing these words, it feels like she's speaking to you personally, because Floor is a very empathetic person. I've seen a lot of interviews. I think she really cares about people, and especially fans and supporters. And so, although of course she's not imagining us each individually, she is speaking to the human in all of us and speaking this really important message. And Thomas is writing that exact message. So hopefully people do find it really powerful and really empowering, because I certainly did. It's a really joyous song. Just skipping back a little bit, I really like the lyric, an act of kindness without an amen. This kind of answers a question that a lot of secular atheist people hear, in that if there is no God, then why, like, are people good? Why would you do good things? What's the incentive? And it's kind of it can feel like a bit of a silly question, especially for people that aren't religious, because this song is a great example of why we as people are social creatures. We support one another, we lift one another up, we help each other through difficult times. And there is also, you could argue there's a selfishness to it. There is something really rewarding about helping people. So it's not just a selfless act, it can be selfish. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it can bring upon you positivity, and it can make you feel great if you do reach out and help other people. So I feel like that's a bit of a nod to that that kind of question, saying you don't need to do something to please a God just to be a good person and to get something positive and kind out of it. The next set of lyrics are really closely linked to Floor. So in an interview with Metal Sucks, the podcast, she said this.
And there are even a little bit more personal notes in the second verse, where he's really referring to me, how I met my husband. We met where the cliff greets the sea, and even about my daughter. Now there's one that came for me. So it became really personal, and I think that's just really beautiful.
Oh, I love hearing that. I think it's a really beautiful move for Thomas to write that into the song. And I can only imagine how touched Floor was, especially that she gets to sing this. I do wonder sometimes if Floor kind of misses telling her own stories. She often mentions that she doesn't and she's very content with the lyrics and such. But of course, in Revamp and After Forever, she was a lyricist. And I think it's really nice that she's got this song that is very much from her perspective. And rather than her putting herself in Thomas's shoes for once, it's the other way around. I think that, well, first of all, actually, before I even go on, for anyone that didn't get it, of course, Where the Cliff Greets the Sea is a reference to Elan, and the lyric in Elan, Meet Me Where the Cliff Greets the Sea. So I really like that callback to the old song, but actually I didn't read it as a link between Floor and Hannah's. I thought it was a mention of Floor joining the band because, of course, Endless Forms was their first era, their first album with Floor on board. But I guess it can be read in different ways, but there's one line that is definitely there for Floor. Now there's one who came from me, a child of light, another tale. A beautiful dedication to her daughter, who I know is so beloved by Floor, and I imagine she is just so uplifted when she sings that lyric. But I feel like the tone of the song kind of changes, and I really like that around this part, because as I mentioned at the beginning, it's very much about helping other people, being empathetic, but at this point we're very much seeing almost like it's a payoff for Floor. Like, she's singing those first lines, she's helping other people, she's reaching out to them, and this is almost like her reward. Not that I believe that this song is saying you need to do things for a reward, but I think there's definitely a reward in it. As I mentioned earlier, there's something really nice about being nice, and I can really vouch for that. And whether you call it karma or whatever you believe it, I do think that there is a case that if you are a kind, generous, loving person, then that really does stand you in good stead, and it puts you in the right situations, and people view you in a much better way. It really does pay off in the end. And I feel like that's where the song goes. You know, we see this person reaching out to others, and now they're starting to really reap the benefits of those positive relationships that they have built, which is really lovely. All in all, I think that How's the Heart is probably one of the most uplifting Nightwish songs, despite me talking about such dark things at the beginning of this lyrical analysis. But I think that the song really gains something from that antithesis. You know, often they say that the hardest and the darkest times offer up more opportunities for people to be kind and show human goodness. And I think that we're in a time right now to see that. But in everyday life, we can really see it as well. I think if you've had a really bad day, even a really bad month or year, if you're really going through something, one single act of kindness can really lift your spirit and can restore your faith in humanity. So as much as that is a call out for, I hope, all of you to have someone do something kind for you, it's also a call to action for all of us to go out and do something kind for other people. As I was surfing through Twitter at Podcast Pendulum, give me a follow, I would love to chat with you on there, I saw a picture of a tattoo, and it was a lyric from How's the Heart. I thought, this is a sign from above. I need to talk to this girl. So I did reach out to her. Her name is Innocent Wind on Twitter, and she has a very simple and gorgeous tattoo. I'll share a picture on Instagram around this episode so you can go and have a look. I really do think it's beautiful. I love simple tattoos, and this one is really centered around the lyric, night will come but not to stay. I think that's a really, really important and poignant message. You know, sometimes when you're going through hardships, you need to remember that there always is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we do go through these struggles, but we will get out of them as well. So anyway, I reached out to Innocent Wind and followed her on Twitter. She has the most wonderful fashion, honestly. If you are listening, I love everything you wear. Whenever she posts a selfie, I'm like, this girl is so fashionable. She looks so cool. And she also seems to love her anime. So if you're into that, then I recommend, like I said, Innocent Wind on Twitter, check her out. But I did ask for her own words as to why she got this song tattooed and why it meant so much to her. So here they are. For me, as a human being living in this vast world, sometimes we get too caught up by existing, fulfilling expectations, chasing achievements to the next one and the next one. As we get older, I feel like life is becoming more of a hustle bustle, a space too crowdy, too noisy, and it's becoming harder and harder to know what we really want, what we really feel, what we really think outside of all the pressure, noise, struggle, and expectations. Amidst this noisy world, this song serves me a reminder to check on myself, to get to know how my heart truly feels, to cherish and love myself, even when life feels too hard to bear. A reminder that we shouldn't give up being kind and loving both to ourselves and to other people. And most importantly, a reminder to live and cherish the present moment you have. It's okay to put down your burden, burn the rope, dull the blade, stop for a while, and dance some more. These are really, really beautiful, considered words. So thank you so much for writing them. It's really an honor to be able to read them out on the podcast. I hope that resonates with you all. It really helped me to reframe the song, because you heard from my lyrical analysis how I took it. And that was very much to act out and help other people and be proactive in it. But, you know, she's absolutely right. A degree of that is also about being kind to yourself. You can't help other people if your cup isn't full. I learned that from an amazing activist, Nova Reid. She says that quite a lot, and it's so, so true. We can't be out there being allies, supporting people, if we are not in the right frame of mind ourselves. You know, it's really important. Self-care is so, so important. Getting yourself into the right frame of mind so that you can go out and help others. I think that's a really wonderful way to resonate with the song, to understand the lyrics. And I'm just so impressed that I hadn't thought of that at all, but it's so true. It is really nice to go through the lyrics again, and I do implore you to do that and kind of take that approach on as well, and talk as if it's talking about yourself, because we can all be that person that's exiled, that's hiding their sorrow. And quite often we are the most critical to ourselves. You know, I think that if we look at how we are with other people and how we are to ourselves, more often than not, we are so kind and forgiving and thoughtful to other people. And yet we don't give ourselves that same kindness, that same patience. And that's so important. I've also realized as well that today's podcast has become some sort of mindfulness and self-love podcast. And, you know, I'm not disappointed in it. I think that we all need to take a breather sometimes. And if that's listening to Nightwish, that's awesome. If that's meditating, that's awesome. We all have our ways of relaxing. And I know that Nightwish is that outlet for a lot of you. So I hope that this song will resonate with you and will implore you to be kinder to others and also kinder to yourself. Let's have a look then at the fan reaction to How's the Heart. Very well timed, I must say, and shout out to the Reddit user Touch the Wolf, who does all of the Reddit knockouts, but the Human Nature knockout has just finished, so I can give you the Reddit rankings for all of the songs from this album too. And of the 10 songs, so they put all the works of nature as one song, of the 10 songs available, How's the Heart came in 7th. So I suppose in the bottom half, quite close to the bottom, and I guess that's kind of in alignment with how I responded to it. How's the Heart for me is great, but it's very instant. And for me, instant songs often don't have much longevity. I think this is an exception because it's got a lot of things that draw me back. I love the vocal lines. I love Floor's voice, and I love the message of the song. But a lot of the time, I do find myself more drawn to maybe the more complex or the more imaginative songs. How's the Heart will be great on the live scene. I think it will be a wonderful, it will play off really nicely with a song like I Want My Tears Back, for example, which in many ways is very similar in that it can talk about quite deep things, but it's got this really joyful sound to it. So yes, all in all, I think that maybe seventh place is probably about where I would put it, maybe even a little bit lower. And it's, you're probably thinking, but you're like gushing about it the whole episode and then you say it should be at the bottom. For me, it probably is one of my least favorites from the album, at least at this point of talking and recording this episode. But that's not to say I don't really enjoy it. I definitely do. I just think it's, like I say, a little bit more simplistic, and that's great if you're in the mood for that, but quite often it's not the one that I would pick out straight away to go to. When the listening sessions took place for Human Nature, we had Silentium on the podcast, and if you remember, Rina did talk a little bit about this song, so let's rewind to what she said.
So regarding any of the songs standing out in the listening session, well, obviously, like I mentioned, it was just the one listen. And as it was such an epic compilation of songs, I'm sure there would be more standing out. But as we also watched the video for Noise, the first single, I sort of got more exposed to that one and also felt very connected to the themes of that song regarding our new digital existence. So yeah, I would have to say Noise was definitely one of them. And then there was one song called How's the Heart that was quite grasping, if that's a word I could use here. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing them a lot more times, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more favorites than just the one.
Cast your mind back now to last season, and we did an episode on the song Sagan, which is one of my favorite Nightwish songs. And at the end of it, I included Pale Blue Dot, read by Carl Sagan. And I did not realize that that was going to be on Human Nature. So when I first listened to Ad Astra, I was really like blown away at the coincidence. But also on that episode, I had my dear friend Matthew Liu. He was a guest who'd never listened to Nightwish before, and I really thought that it would be a great gateway song. And I said in the episode, it's kind of not a song that most people would use to get into Nightwish, but I think it's quite straightforward. It's got a logical structure, it's got a catchy chorus, and it's also got that bombast that I think Nightwish are known for with the poetic lyrics. So anyway, he really enjoyed Sagan. So when it came to preparing content for this episode, another song that I think is quite instant, I instantly thought of him and asked if he'd like to listen. I thought that How's the Heart, like I said, quite a song that hits you straight away, a very infectious, and also shows a little bit more of Nightwish's different sounds. So it's a lot folkier. It's definitely got Troy at the forefront along with Floor. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear his views. So I did reach out to him and he said he would love to listen to it and react. Of course, it would have been lovely to have him here in my house doing it with me, but he had to record this one for us. But here are his thoughts on How's the Heart.
Hi, hello everyone. I am Matthew, and I'm really honored to be here again. Thank you very much, Simon. So this time, I'm going to share how I feel about another Nightwish song, which is How is the Heart? I would say, if you don't know Nightwish very well, or if you haven't heard this song, normally I think people would consider it as a romantic song, because, you know, its name is How is the Heart. But if you do know them very well, you would know it's not. Just like most of their songs, they have very poetic and romantic names, but they actually talk about more. Well, let's get into the song, shall we? So you can actually hear the sound of Yulian pipe, I mean at the beginning. It's also one of my favorite instruments, and also because it's the typical and iconic opening of the Nightwish songs, because so many of their songs are cooperated with Yulian pipes, which is also the part that I love very much about them. Then another thing that I love really much is the voice of Floor Jansen. I literally believe, like, her voice is the thing can always touch my soul, like, deep inside my soul. I'm not being dramatic, I'm really not, just to be honest. Like, most of their songs, Her voice is always full of positive energy and passion. And I think especially when a person literally have felt most of the negative feelings like depression and anxiety, etc. And then when you literally hear the song, you can actually feel that you are encouraged. You can feel it's like someone already went through all these hard times and then find someone really shiny and precious in their lives, and it deserves us to fight for. It's telling a really positive attitude of our lives. And then, as for lyrics, then I shall say this is another reason that I love this song so much. You can literally feel that the lyrics, I mean the words, it's spreading and sharing the love and kindness to the world. I mean, not a specific love, not a specific kind of love, but the love to everything, to the whole world, to our lives. And I actually learned to sing my favorite part of the song. Okay, here you are. I'm a bit shy, but... Okay, How's the heart underneath the silence? How's the one drowning in the mire? Let us sound human pain. Come on in a fire swarm, do the blade and dance some more. Well, that's it. That's it. I hope it can entertain you guys more. And in the end, I really want to say thank you so much, Simon, for inviting me into this episode. And also, I want to say to all of the fans of the podcast, thank you so much for supporting my best friend Simon for this long. And I hope you guys always have the good time. Always the best.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to sing for us. That is so adorable. Thank you so much, Matthew. And honestly, thank you so much for what you said at the end. I absolutely echo Matt's sentiment to all of you that have listened and supported the podcast. Thank you so much. There seems to have been something happened recently, and I'm getting quite a few messages from people saying that they're enjoying the podcast. And honestly, truly, every single one hits like the first one. I'm so grateful anytime any of you reach out to me to say that you're enjoying it. Sometimes, I say this quite a lot, but I truly mean it. It can feel like you're speaking to the emptiness because, of course, I record these, put them up, and then it's up to you whether you listen to them or not. I don't know if I'm going on a walk with you right now, or maybe I'm in your car. I'm not really sure, but however you're listening, I honestly thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. But that does lead us to the end of today's episode on How's the Heart and my mini lecture on self-love and acts of kindness. If you would like to do an act of kindness, I personally would be very, very grateful if you would like to give us a follow, a comment, a message, a DM on Twitter, Instagram. The username is @podcastpendulum. Also, you can search for the podcast and the pendulum on Facebook, and I will be there too. I update them all with new episodes. But if you really want to get like through to me and contact me, Instagram and Twitter, I'm probably most active on. But wherever you message, I will read it and I will reply with a bundle of gratitude for reaching out. I do hope that you're all well. I hope you're keeping well. We've only got a couple more episodes coming up, but next week is going to be the complete antithesis of this one. This one's all about love and caring and supporting. Next week is a Nightwish song that I do not love, care, or support at all. So it's going to be a good one. I'm going to get bashed. Oh my goodness. The podcast and the pendulum is not affiliated with Nightwish, Nuclear Blast, or any associated record labels. This is a fan-run podcast, and we upload episodes every Wednesday. Please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.